It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Thank you for joining us today, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Lunch Show. My name is Chad Summers. Today is April 18th, also known as Tax Day here in good old USA. Before we get into the birthdays, I just want to say you can always reach me at chadslunchshow@gmail.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the show on whatever platform you're listening to. It really helps us. And don't forget, we have new episodes every Tuesday and Friday, so do not miss an episode. We try to get those out by noon, so you can have those on your lunch break. All right, let's get into the birthdays. Kourtney Kardashian is 43. Conan O'Brien, 59 today. Happy birthday, Conan. Rosie Huntington Whiteley, movie star, 35. Not too hard on the eyes. James Woods, 75. And Eric Roberts, 66. All right. And our new segment is also on this day. So also on this day, in 1775, Paul Revere made his midnight ride. In 1955, Albert Einstein died. And in 1999, Wayne Gretzky played his last professional hockey game. All right, well, let's get into the news. A lot to talk about today. And this one is fresh off the press from Newsmax. Homeowner kills woman driven to wrong address. Yes, technically she's a woman, but barely. She's still kind of a kid. She's 20 years old. That's just disturbing. But she and her friends were driving around and they got the wrong house, pulled in, turn around. He comes out. Dude's like in his mid-60s. Starts shooting at the car and kills the girl. Oh my God. Death penalty. Death penalty. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. All right. Here's one from CNN. Grand jury declines to indict Akron police officers in killing of Jalen Waller. Yes, I think it's Waller. And they should not be indicted. He led them on a high-speed chase. And then they finally caught up to him and he started shooting at him. You know, this is the kind of thing that you would need to expect if you're going to not just brandish a gun to the police. That's a suicide by cop. But if you're going to shoot at him, in either instance, you're dead. So, yeah. Yeah, he knew what he was up against there. All right. This one is from Radar Online. Budweiser begs for forgiveness. Embattled beer giant runs paid pro-America advertising campaign after Dylan Mulvaney backlash. Yes, they took a beating in the stock market, losing like $5 billion with a B. I think the vice president of the company was canned. I think she's gone. All right. This one is from ABC News. Prosecutor files two felony charges against suspect in Ralph Yarl shootings. Or shooting, I should say. This kid, he got the wrong, I think he was going to pick up his brother or sister, younger brother or sister. And got the wrong house, and he got shot. He survived. At this point, he is alive, and I hope, obviously, he survives. But, good gracious, what is it with these old guys? Like, they got to get a life. Well, they're going to get life, actually. All right. Here's one from Fox News. Minnesota man mauled, killed by four pit bulls in deadly attack. We got a subtitle here. Desmond Thomas Trawick died an hour later at the hospital from the pit bull's extensive bites. Here's the thing. If your relative has ferocious pit bulls as pets, you're not obligated to go over their house and hang out with them. You can say, no, I'm not coming over there. You've got man-eating dogs living at your house. If you want to come over to my house, that's fine, but don't bring your dogs. I'm not saying I don't feel bad for this guy, but, you know, just look, don't go to Mexico, right? Don't go to Russia. Don't go to your brother's house that has man-eating pit bulls. You know, think about things before you get involved in them. Getting worked up here. All right. We've got a story from Reuters. U.S. confirms it killed senior Islamic State leader in Syria raid. See, that's the thing. Just because we're not at war right now, technically, that doesn't mean we're not, like, constantly going after terrorists. So that's great news. Like I said in a previous episode, you got to go for the head of the snake. Keep going for the head of the snake. This guy was planning attacks, terrorist attacks in the Mideast, and I forget what the other location was, but he needed to be taken out, and he was. Okay, this next headline is from Reuters. The Phantom of the Opera ends Broadway run after 35 years. Well, that was a good run. Wish I could have seen it, maybe. We've got a story here from E. Sisman. E. Sisman is a super yacht news YouTube show. And it's really cool, actually. Jeff Bezos is the owner of the largest sailboat in the world. It's 127 meters, and that's like 400 and some feet. And this thing, due to the rigging and the layout of the rigging, it's not even able to have a helipad, a helicopter pad. So they're going to have a support vessel, which is like a probably a 300-foot super yacht that's going to hold all the toys, the jet skis, fishing boats, whatever you want to do. It's going to be there. It's going to be there. So that is pretty fascinating. This boat reportedly cost Mr. Bezos $500 million. Nice boat. Classic styled. I got to give him credit. He went classic, and it's unbelievable. It really is unbelievable. He holds the title for the largest privately owned sailing yacht. Crazy. This one is a story from Newsmax. FTX celebrity promoters want investor lawsuit dismissed. That's right. Larry David and Tom Brady. It didn't say Tom Brady, but Tom Brady did promote it. But Larry David wants the charges dismissed. I don't think so. He screwed thousands of people, hundreds, maybe thousands of people out of millions of dollars. Okay. Billions, perhaps. So the idea of dropping charges, it's just not even possible. It's just not even possible. He's just gonna have to live the rest of his life behind bars. Got a headline here from Fox News. Wall Street Journal reporter seen for first time since arrest in Russia on espionage charges. He was at a hearing where he was denied an appeal by the Russian government. In a related story from ABC News, Paul Wellens' family says he feels abandoned by U.S. in Russian prison. No, I feel for the guy. I don't like the idea of one of our people being locked up in Russia. However, it goes back to my advice, which is don't go to Russia. Even if your employer says you're going to Russia, you say, no, I'm not. I'll find another job if that's what I have to do. So like I said earlier today, think about what you're doing and you won't end up in these situations. But, you know, what can we do? We're going to send troops in to get you? We're essentially at war with them, you know, in a roundabout way. So we got bigger fish to fry, man. You picked a bad time to get locked up in Russia. All right. ABC News. Three missing sailors likely encountered 20-foot seas near Mexico, says the Coast Guard commander. Yeah, they were on they had a decent boat. 20-foot seas can do that. They can do that. Just tear your mast off or tear your rudder off, and then you can't steer. And then, you know, the take on water, and it swamps the engine, whatever, you know. And they're saying that that's likely the cause. I'm suggesting that that's probably the cause with another possibility of cartel abductions. There are pirates out there. You just never know. They could have survived that weather and then was confronted by pirates and just killed. Who knows? Hopefully we can find the boat and get a better idea of what happened there. But wow, I had to leave out a lot of stories just because there are so many interesting ones available. But a few worth mentioning was all these teenagers in Chicago just going ape, you know what, and just rioting, just flat out rioting, hundreds of them. And then you've got, this was on the news this morning, like 100 people rushed a convenience store in Los Angeles and just like overwhelmed the owner. The owner probably just went out the back door and was like, have fun, you know. And they just like cleared the shelves, completely cleared the shelves. And the police didn't even do anything because they were outnumbered. So the police are outside just watching this go on, and everything's a mess. Why would you even have a store if these things were possible? See, that's the problem. So that is bad news, but we've got good news because we have it at the end of every episode we do. And before I do the good news, I just wanted to say, don't forget to email me at chadslunchshow@gmail.com and support the show by doing all the things that you already know how to do, so I'm not even going to tell you. We have new episodes every Tuesday and Friday, so do not miss an episode. All right, this story is from Good News Network. I cured my anxiety and depression with daily dips in freezing water. You know, depression's a nasty thing. It really was. This guy was on the verge of suicide. Actually, no, he attempted suicide. And within weeks of it, he experimented with this swimming in freezing water. And he said it the difference was unbelievable. Like, it just cleared his head and changed his life. So I know it sounds miserable jumping in freezing water, you know, like those polar bears do. Not the actual bears, but like the people that get together in the winter and go swimming. I'm going to do it. I'm doing it someday. But yeah, I think it's worth a try. I know people that suffer from depression, and maybe if they just take a cold shower or fill the tub up with some ice cubes and water, you know, make you happier. But that's it. That's it. I think that's pretty good news. It's a solution. Folks, I'm getting out of here. I've got a ton of things to do. I don't know about what the weather's like where you are, but it's beautiful here, and it is springtime, my favorite season. So I am headed out to get on with my life, and you need to do the same. You need to keep kicking ass in your life, and make sure you do not miss Friday's episode. And until then, folks, peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.